Time now for the Unger Report and an Unger Report follow-up. Back in October, Brian Unger surveyed a group of folks he termed Halloweenophobes. You know, the kind of people who turn off the lights and hide in the dark on Halloween night. Well, today, Brian checks back in with them, just on a hunch.
There are no guarantees in life, but surely the Halloweenophobes we spoke to in October would hate New Year's Eve, too.
It's just a date. There's no saints involved. No one has died. There are no martyrs. It's just a date.
Bingo. And once again, fearing mockery from peers, resenting the pressure to have fun, these New Year's Eve-phobics remain anonymous.
Go to a party. If it's not a good party, you got another party. You have to have a backup plan always. There's a lot of, you're going to have fun, and if it turns out this party's not good, you know the next one's going to be better. It's kind of like, I'm here now, people.
The quest for the perfect midnight moment, the forced merriment. These gripes top the list among those who hate New Year's Eve.
A night that is supposed to celebrate a fresh outlook on life is celebrated with a completely hazy, drunken outlook on everything.
And then there's the expectancy of something. I always feel that when I'm at a gathering on New Year's Eve, people expect some sort of giant mothership to come down and make everything for them relevant, which of course never comes to pass. It was particularly bad during the millennium.
For some, December 31st is one holiday too many.
Boom, Halloween, boom, Thanksgiving, boom, Christmas, New Year's Eve. There's too much at once. We have it's a long year. Nothing happens in August.
The simple fact that I'm an alcoholic might have something to do with the fact that I hate New Year's Eve, because it is all about getting completely drunk. Throw on top of that the fact that I'm a Jew, and the time of year between Christmas and New Year's makes me want to just move into a root cellar.
Or, at the least, stay off the mean streets on New Year's Eve.
Drunk driving, number one, random celebratory bullet, number two, cause of death on New Year's Eve. I'm staying indoors.
I've seen some weaving on New Year's Eve, and no cops. There's no cops. They're probably getting drunk, too. They're probably dipping their donuts in beer.
The drinking, the party chasing, it's enough to make a New Year's Eve-phobe sick, if they're not sick already.
Invariably, some infant at Christmas will have coughed on me, so that by the time New Year's Eve rolls around, I'm usually racked with influenza. And while I don't particularly enjoy the notion of going to a New Year's Eve party, it's much worse to have to hear one going on next door while I'm padding around in a bathrobe whacked out on Theraflu.
Are you sick now? Because you sound stuffy. Little.
I went a little early this year. I had an infant sneeze on me at Thanksgiving, so I'd be sick for Christmas.
So your prophecy is turning into reality.
Early.
So what could be worse than being sick on New Year's Eve? Perhaps being alone.
Take Saturday night being single alone on the couch, multiply by 7 trillion, and you've got New Year's Eve.
All three of these New Year's Eve-phobes admitted they'll venture out with the highest of hopes.
But remember, like life, sometimes you're not going to do better than what you got. And buy a new calendar.
And that is today's Unger Report. Happy New Year. I'm Brian Unger.